music from M. Moody, Cigarettes, here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard the sounds of Top Hat Black and Whiskey Hollow and Michelle McBride starting that set off. And why are we playing all these songs? Well, M. Moody is here in studio. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me, Jason.
Now, can I call you M. Moody, or is that like...
You can call me whatever you want, really. Matt, I just prefer Matt.
It's funny because, so you and I have worked together on different open mics and different, you know, situations throughout town throughout the last year, and I'm always curious. I'm like, how do I list you? Are you Matthew? Are you Matt? Are you M. Moody?
Yeah, and I always change it every time, too. Sometimes I don't know. It's just it's an ongoing process. So.
Well, you are here in studio, and who'd you bring with you?
This is Todd.
What's up, guys?
Todd's in the back, away from the microphone, just jamming on the bass. That's cool. Well, you guys have a big show coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, Friday, February 9th. Why don't you tell everyone what's going on?
Well, we are releasing our album. We're going to have Top Hat Black and Maddie Finn opening the night. We are playing with a 7-piece band. We got Ray Flanagan, Russ Flanagan, Michelle Gaw, and Liz Bullock on our set as well. So it should be a good old time. And we're releasing an album.
And it's going to be at Coda?
Coda, yep. That's a spot.
That's a cool spot. The funny thing about that place, everybody's always like, well, where do I park and how do I get there?
Yeah, everyone seems to be a little confused by it. The parking is not the greatest. And it's also underneath Dante. So if you know where Dante is, then you will find it.
Well, we could just give out your phone number on the air if people want to text you. I mean, they can.
Yeah, sure. It's 216-555-5555.
Oh, my gosh. Funny. Well, again, thanks for coming down tonight. You did brave the snow. You're coming from the west side, right?
Yeah. You know, the part of me was like, should I really be driving out here? It was a little terrifying, but I made it. So.
Well, we're glad to have you. And I forgot to mention, Eric is usually here. And don't take offense to it. He's not here tonight because he's working. But it's nothing to do with you. Nothing.
God.
So what I like about this, you handed me the CD about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
And it has 9 tracks on it. And this is something that I always ask musicians coming in here. What goes through your mind when you're trying to figure out if you're doing like a 4-song EP, or I guess in this case this would be an LP? How did you decide that you wanted to go this direction?
As far as lengthwise?
Yes.
Well, I guess, to be quite honest, money played a part in that. I also felt like all these songs were really... They made a lot of sense together on a project, and I'm always writing, you know, as any songwriter would be doing. I don't know, it kind of started out, we tracked live, and then we were like, no, we want to retrack everything, basically, and we had a week. So basically, what we could fit into a week, we did, and that turned out to be 9 songs, but then we retracked them anyway, so it started... that way and then just finish that way. So
wow. That's got to be some pressure though, right? You had this little amount of time and then
it was, and it turned out not to my liking, so we took it in a different direction in it, and then Todd joined the band around that time. So
wow,
yeah, it all worked out.
Now the show is going to be next Friday, February 9th at Coda, 8 p.m you are going to have how many people on stage with you?
7.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even know if we're going to be able to fit everyone on that little stage. We'll have to see how that works.
Somebody's going to have to stand on that one of those little tables that are on the Coda stage there.
Yeah. Hang on to the pole.
Yeah,
like that.
That'll be entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. I want to get more into the album and kind of talk to you about that, but
totally.
You've got your acoustic out, and he's got his bass out, and I think we're ready to hear a song. What are you going to play for us?
This song is called Octavia. It's the closer on the album. It's one of those songs that I wrote, and it kind of just all came out of me, for lack of a better word. The meaning seems to change for me over time. It's one of those things that I almost don't quite know what I'm singing about. But it's almost like this entity that just kind of passed through me and turned into a song. But you'll get the gist of it.
And this is the 9th and last song on your new release, the M. Moody release. All right, cool. Let's hear it. Octavia here on Neo Rocks.
Octavia, you're
dragging me down, me down, me down. Octavia, you keep dragging me down, me down, me down. Also down. Sunny days on my window pane. But I don't see the light, so it's all the same. Anyway, I think I should refrain from stepping outside into the pouring rain, falling down on me as if the overcast is misery. Put your back into the pressure, let it soothe the agony. Octavia, yo, keep dragging me down, me down, me down. Octavia, you keep dragging me down, me down, me down, me down. Side of you, the stars are aligned, the moon is in full bloom. I'm paralyzed, fixated on the sky. My mind is awake, and then I realize faith only disappears when you're outside the atmosphere. Oh, choose to speak the truth. We're connected, it's a do in harmony.
Moody here on Neo Rocks. That was awesome.
Thanks, man.
So cool. I love your falsetto. I know I told you that before, but
yeah,
that's something, like, from when I first started hearing you, uh-huh. I feel like that was something that's really just, I don't know, developed, I guess, is it?
It certainly has. I mean, when I first started singing, I couldn't hit that, you know. It was a lot of technique, practicing, that sort of thing. Breathing, especially. So
your neighbors must love you. You're just walking around the house going,
mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm sure. Sure. There's been complaints here and there.
That's funny. M. Moody, album release party, next Friday, February 9th, with Top Hat Black and Madeline Finn.
Yep.
What a great lineup. How did you end up picking those two?
Well, we were like, we need a release party, and the first person I thought of was Madeline Finn, just because she's a really great performer. And then Top Hat Black, I ended up opening solo for their EP release. And I love their sound. I love their vibe. It's really funky. It's just, you know, and Jessica and Nate's voices together just sound incredible.
They're so good.
It just made a lot of sense to ask them to do our EP release as well. So
that's so good.
Yeah.
That's cool. Very cool. So where did you record the album at?
Crushtone Studios with Jim Wirt.
Jim Wirt. And you had a ton of players on here as well, correct? That
yeah.
People may recognize.
Yeah. So it was me and then Todd and Pat. Todd Marshall plays bass, who is also here.
Hey there.
He just gives eyeballs. And then Pat, who couldn't make it out tonight, we're kind of like the core unit. And then Ray Flanagan and Russ Flanagan also lended their talents to the album, which really just brought it to a whole nother level. So we're excited to have them on the album and have them at the release as well. And then I was the only vocals on the album, but we're going to have Michelle Gaw and Liz Bullock the same night as well for the album release. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Now, you mentioned you played Octavia live, and I'm always interested to ask. So with this, you said it just kind of, I don't know, flowed out of you, basically. Is that how most of your writing is, or does it?
It really depends. Some songs develop over time. Like sometimes I'll get a guitar idea and it'll sit on a shelf for like a year and a half, because I just feel like I don't have anything to quite write about for that idea yet. And then I'll come back around to it and finish it, you know, a year later. Some of them just come right out within an hour or so, and it's just a matter of molding and shaping it and making sure, you know, in my mind at least, it's logical. The Octavia especially was one of those where it was just like, you know, you just sit down, you pick up a guitar, and then all of a sudden you hit one chord, and it's like you start hearing other chords in your head until you get a product, you know, you get something out of you. So
so most of your songs are written based on the guitar, like the guitar part comes first.
Almost always. There are times where I'll just hear a melody and I'll have words to that melody, and then I'll just write the chords that I hear underneath it, you know, that sort of thing. But almost always it starts with guitar.
Interesting. Yeah. I know I talk to a lot of people where, you know, it starts with the vocals and they may be driving in their car and they pull their phone out and just start singing into it. Or you probably don't drive and play guitar at the same time, do you?
No, yeah. Although I have once. And it's a bad idea. Like, have you ever tried the knee driving? on the steering wheel?
No.
No, of course not. No. This is all hypothetical.
We at WJCU do not promote any of these activities. Please do not try this at home or on the road. Thank you very much. Yeah, okay. I've seen some interesting things on the road, but if I do see a guitarist driving down...
I tried that once with the knee driving, and the headstock was, like, out the window, and it was, like, the summer. I maybe went, like, two blocks, and I was like, I should stop doing this before I get pulled over.
That's
or die.
Now, was it already out of the case, or was it just, like...
Oh, it was out of the case. Okay. Yeah. I had my little parlor guitar with me, too, so it was a little...
Okay.
It was a little guy, like, half size.
That makes it a little better, yeah. I guess. Yeah. A little bit better. Yeah, so again, you're going to be playing. I had so much more I was going to say there, but then I'm like, I really don't want to get either one of us in trouble. Next Friday, the February 9th at Coda, which is underneath Dante.
Yep.
And Top Hat Black and Madeline Finn will be playing with you. How do you feel about playing another song right now?
Would love to.
So what are you thinking?
The song is called Rust. It's also on the album. This one was inspired by a very intense personal experience. Long story short, I moved away for a little bit and ultimately decided it wasn't the best thing for me. But it's, you know, it kind of takes those dark times to realize what you really need to be doing in life. So,
well, here it is. M. Moody on Neil Rocks.
Yep.
Fires I've been through, it's never been quite like this. All my friends from last year are out of my life, and I'm better for it. I was slipping, sliding, wasting, wide-eyed, couldn't handle it. So it ended. I was fooled, so I've had enough, and I've paid my dues in love with rust. Yeah. January's raining, and I've made so much progress. A whole new life I've painted under the sky that's been infected with dust. I could live forever in the weather of your ancient arms, but that's just a wishful start. So far, I'm a fool. So I've had enough, and I've paid my dues in love with surfacing to look in the face so I can blow them a kiss. I've been back and forth with where I'm going, but I'm in control, and that's all I need to know. So I'm a fool with sex and drugs and loneliness consumed with everyone else's business, but I'm through. 'Cause I've had enough, and I've paid my dues in love with rust.
M. Moody with Rust here on Neo Rocks. Very cool tune.
Thanks, man.
That's what I love about you too, man. Like you take some serious stuff and you're able to really write about it in a way that matters.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's I love that about you. You don't have to say anything, it's just a compliment.
Okay,
but you know, yeah. You looked at me like, do I really have to respond to that? No, but
I was
mean
ready.
You know,
my brain was churning, but
no,
yeah,
but
thank you.
I've seen you play all around, like I said,
uh-huh.
under many different names, and but you're never afraid to kind of put yourself out there and say, well, I wrote this new one, and you know, and there's no fluff, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, a lot of the times it's just a very, well, I mean, obviously it's a personal thing for me. I don't know. Sometimes it's like a painful process on getting those demons out of you. That's what the way you want to call it.
Well, it won't be painful.
No.
Next Friday.
No pain.
Unless somebody tries to stand on one of those tables that's in your band.
Yes.
Trying to fit on stage.
That will be painful.
Because there are going to be seven of you.
Yep.
And Daniel knows about that, right?
Oh, he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him. So he's
ready to run sound
yeah.
and make you sound good. But again, next Friday, not this weekend, next weekend, February 9th, it's the M. Moody album release with Top Hat Black and Madeline Finn. Tell the people listening in their cars who are not playing guitars while driving right now where they can find more about M. Moody and where they can find your album.
Well, we have an official website, which is mmoodymusic.com. We have our Facebook page, which is M. Moody. Instagram is @M_Moody_music. And yeah, we'll be on, you know, iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff come February 9th. You can pre-order it now on iTunes. So, yeah, we'll be on all the things.
And when people look, I mean, it is two words, letter M.
Dot Moody. Moody. Yes.
Thank you both for being here today and braving the snow, and have a safe trip back. Absolutely.
Thanks,
and I'll probably be seeing you next Friday. So
yeah.
That'll be fun. Right. How about one more here? We've got Autumn Leaves. Any notes on this one?
Let's just say I wrote it while working at Chipotle. I don't work there anymore, but yeah.
All right, and that's how it's going to go. So here is Ev Moody with Autumn Leaves on Neo Rocks.
Once a week, I am humble, mumbling. What would you like? How was your morning? Pretty good, right? Have a good one this time. You're so sweet and simple. Once a week, I am humble, mumbling. What would you like? How was your morning? Pretty good, right? Have a good one this time. Please, you're so sweet. She likes and she knows how to do it. Silently dreaming, silently, suddenly real. So help me God, I'm incomplete. I'm all I've got. The knees, I am crumbling, crumbling, crumbling.